Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Everybody chewed his leg.
Kyle will do that.
On the porch.
So sad.
We'll do it to get out of a trap.
Why'd you do it, Fluffy?
Especially after the Michael Porter Jr. news. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We're going to have Gabe DeArmond in just 1 second. Want to tell you about MyBookie Holiday Cash. You need it, and we know where you can get it, Doug. It's MyBookie.ag. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. If you want to make money, you got to go to MyBookie.ag, the only site we would recommend. They have odds on every matchup and a mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid, Doug, in the Escalade. Let's go out to the appliance discounter phone lines. Welcome in the Colonel, Gabe DeArmond, publisher, of course, of PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, how you doing this morning?
Not bad. What's up, guys?
We're just hanging out here, getting ready for Thanksgiving, but obviously a busy, probably a busy last, 2 weeks with all the Michael Porter news, and then it culminates yesterday. What was it like when you finally find out that it is about as bad as a lot of people thought it might be?
Well, for about a week now, all of us that cover this team have been saying, man, I wish we could just get a definitive answer. Whatever that answer is, at least we'd know. And then when we got the answer, my immediate reaction is, I wish we hadn't gotten that answer. I mean, you feel bad, first of all, for the kid. You feel bad for the fans, for Missouri. It's just all around a bad situation. Nobody wants to see this happen. The game is more fun when the best players are playing it. And Michael was a pretty much consensus first-team All-American. And now, I mean, I would say 99% chance college basketball fans are never going to get to see this kid. And his career at Missouri lasted less than 2 minutes.
How, and I know this is a hard question to answer, Gabe, how good can this team be without him? Or if everything goes right, how good can they be?
To me, the ceiling is probably get in the tournament and win a game.
Okay.
I think that's about I think that's realistic kind of top end of expectations. After seeing the last two games, I wouldn't pick them to do that. But, you do wonder if this can serve as kind of a rallying point and, if these kids can go, hey, at least we don't have to answer the questions. We don't have to sit and wonder if he's going to practice today or play tomorrow. Like, we know this is our team. Let's go make the best of it. Maybe that's realistic. But this has gone from a team that you expected to make the tournament and would have had a chance to do some damage there to one that you kind of hope makes the tournament.
You said there's like 99% that we've seen the last of him. So you're saying there's a chance that he could.
I'm never going to say no for sure. But, the release said 3 to 4 months and left open the possibility. But I think when you opt to get surgery, and look, I don't want this to come out as a judgment on what Michael should or should not have done. Like, that's not my place. I don't know how much pain he was in, how serious it is, and what the doctors have told him. But I think opting to get the surgery now is kind of a clear nod toward the most important thing here is being ready for your NBA career in a year. So the chances that even if he's healthy enough that he could probably play at the end of this year, I just don't see the upside for him. I mean, because if you come back, like most people still think he's a top five, at worst a top 10 pick. Well, what if you come back and you come back too soon and you mess it up? That happened with Tiger Woods. Or what happens if you come back and you're just not as good as people thought you were going to be because of this surgery and you go from a top five pick to, a top 15 pick. I just don't see the upside to him trying to come back this year. And then as far as next year, I mean, I don't know. What's the upside for him? He's already – all that does is push his – the start of his NBA career and the start of getting paid back for 12 more months, and I don't see that.
And, Gabe, as you mentioned, and it's not uncommon to get a second opinion, but
no.
when you read that Missouri doctor said – maybe he could try to treat it, and then the symptoms could improve, and maybe 3 months down the road, he's ready to go, as opposed to opting for surgery. And so I guess it is pretty clear, as you said, that that's more looking towards his NBA career, and you understand that. So that's not necessarily something, yeah. Hey, I disagree with the Missouri doctors.
It's not – look, I'm in no position to disagree or agree with the doctors. I have no training, and I've seen none of the information. So, no, I'm not saying they were wrong. I'm not saying Michael Porter. Look, maybe nobody's wrong in this situation. Maybe he absolutely could have taken a shot and played through it and been okay, and there are no long-term effects. But maybe he still made the right move for his, you know, having a 15-year NBA career and being a superstar in the league, which I think this shines a light on how stupid the one-and-done rule is, because as great as it's been for Missouri basketball, Michael Porter Jr. should never have had to come here. He should be in the NBA right now.
Now, Gabe, I completely agree with you. On the note of attendance, now I know there was a lot of people, a lot of students, a lot of fans who didn't go to the games 3-4 years ago now buying season tickets. What did that do now that Michael Porter Jr. is out for the year? What does that do for the attendance? Are people still interested in this team since you have Porter's brother, you have Tillman, you have all these young pieces? Or yeah. Does the injury to Porter kind of eliminate some of the attendance in Missouri basketball this season?
It knocks it down. I mean, they're not going to have sold-out arenas every SEC game, I don't think. But there were – I didn't see the official attendance, but my guess was maybe 7,500, 8,000 for Emporia State on Monday night. So, look, it's going to be significantly up over what it's been. You know, and I made this point yesterday, and I know some people won't agree with it, but even having not played 2 minutes, Michael Porter Jr. has had a – bigger impact on this basketball program than anybody in a long time. I mean, you know, the season tickets sold out. Konzo's here. Tillman's here. Harris is here. Jonte's here. People care again. Missouri basketball is relevant. A lot of that, and maybe all of it, doesn't happen without Michael Porter Jr. committing here.
The hard part is he's probably going to go and become the next Kevin Durant in the NBA, and we're going to be left to wonder forever what might have been in Columbia. Yeah.
No, I mean, no question. I do feel bad for fans that, I mean, you know, like I had told my son when he came home from college to get tickets to a game. I said, because in 10 years, I want you to be able to say you saw this kid play in Columbia. And, you know, that's obviously not going to happen. Absolutely. It is going to take its place right there next to what if Tony Van Zandt had torn his knee when knee surgery wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if he had never torn his knee? I mean, it's right there with that story. And you hope that this doesn't set Mike back. I mean, the number one thing I come out of this thinking is I hope he's okay. I hope he makes a full recovery. And I hope he does go on to be the next Kevin Durant. Everybody should want that for this kid, regardless of whether he played in Missouri or not. Because the real tragedy of this will be is if this is a nagging thing, instead of the next Kevin Durant, he's the next Greg Oden.
Gabe, football question for you. Barry Odom, he's coming back. He deserves to come back. 5-game winning streak. Hopefully Mizzou gets to 7 wins and maybe 8 with a bowl game win. I think the more interesting question, we're all discussing it, Drew Locke. I mean, when you hear about his NFL prospects this season, we all know he's going to be in the NFL, you know, if not this year, yeah, next year. What do you think if you had to put percentages of Drew Locke leaving after this year?
I'd say 75-25, he comes back. My information is, at this point in time, it's very likely he's coming back. Now, look, if he goes out and throws for 450 yards and 10 touchdowns in the next couple games and the NFL comes and says, hey, you're a first-round pick, sure, that could change, but I think as of now, I expect him to come back.
Gabe, I got to ask you, I mean, the turnaround in this team, I went to the South Carolina game, and what a disaster. I mean, you just couldn't imagine this team competing in the SEC, even against the lesser teams. What is it, coaching? Is it kids stepping up or getting more experience? What has transformed this team into a legitimate college football team?
Yeah, it's a combination of a lot of things. First of all, it's some young guys getting on the field. Second, it's some experienced guys playing much better. Guys like Ishwitter, Larry Roundtree, Drew Locke, Albert O, you know, Terry Beckner, Therese Hall, Brandon Lee, all these guys are playing better. But I think when we assess a coaching job, we just look at the results on the field. And we look at what happens on Saturday. And you know what? The most important part, 90% of coaching happens when we can't see. And what Barry Odom deserves so much credit for is sticking to his message, sticking to his belief that when none of us believed it, he believed this team was close to getting things going. And more important than him believing it, getting his kids to believe it. It would have been very easy to check out.
Sure.
You know, I wrote about Jason Reese a couple days ago. Like, Jason Reese has gone from starter to getting a handful of snaps and playing special teams because Albert O is the superstar. And when I talked to him on Monday, I said, has that been hard for you? And he said, no, because I brought Albert in. I brought him under my wing as a freshman. And watching this kid play is so fun for me because he's so good. You need guys like that to have a good team. You can't have guys that are going, well, I'm losing snaps, so yeah, we're winning, but I don't care. You know, you've got to have guys that are bought into winning, even if it means their role is reduced.
You get the sense that this turnaround has helped the recruiting situation at all in the last month or
has
two?
Has to.
Yeah, I think it'll help. We haven't seen it quite yet, but I think we will over the next, you know, month to 3 months. It'll get better. I think this recruiting class, as far as rankings and stuff, it's going to end up pretty much where every Missouri recruiting class does, somewhere between, you know, 25 and 45 in the country, with a lot of people going, gee, there's not enough 4 and 5 stars, and there's probably too many 2 stars, and this kid didn't have enough offers from enough good schools, and then it's up to Barry Odom to do what Missouri has done for 15 years, which is take those kids and make them better players than rival says they are.
I know you're a guy who's very much concerned about what uniforms they wear week to week. They won't wear the Bumblebees for the bowl game, will they?
They'll probably all wear number 13 basketball jersey.
Nice.
Michael Porter Jr.
Very good.
Little patch.
Yeah.
Gabe, appreciate the time as always, sir, and a happy early Thanksgiving to you and yours.
All right, same to you guys. Have a good one.
All right, that's Gabe, the Colonel. Gabe DeArmond, the publisher, Doug, of PowerMizzou.com. Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the morning after. Skol, that's cheers. In Icelandic, Doug, Iceland, home to Reka Vodka. And My Honeymoon, the distillery located just outside of Reykjavik and runs on 100% geothermal energy from volcanoes located on the island. Reka pairs well with ice and everything else. Reka Vodka, made of Iceland, the official vodka of the morning after. Please enjoy Reka Vodka responsibly.
And you know all about Iceland.
I do.
Yep.
Had a great time there.
You know, honestly, you can have a great time, Hollywood Casino.
How about that?
That's a good point.
You can have Reka Vodka while you have a good time at Hollywood Casino.
That's a great point.
You don't
point.
Even need to go to Iceland to have a marvelous time.
You know what else?
I think it's Maryland Heights. It'd be just fine for
you
me.
You could wear, I actually have a souvenir. I bought some horns, those Viking horns.
Oh, did you?
And I wore it. I wore it on Sunday to watch the Rams lose to the Vikings.
Nice.
Do you ever just wear it around the house? Just
I put it on the dog for a stupid little picture.
You could have gone to Hollywood Casino to watch it there with your horns and your vodka. 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino as our latest listener rewards program. Here's what you get. I know you're wondering. You get 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only 200 skins. That's over 60% off at a premier hotel and casino in St. Louis. Rooms can be used back-to-back nights, of course, or you split them up, use them on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 credit at one of the many excellent restaurants, which I'm about to list. Here they are.
Is there one called Fat Thai?
There's Fat Thai. There's 99 Hops House. There's Final Cut Steakhouse, Eat Up Buffet, Hollywood and Grind, and Celebrity Grill. I kind of like the sound of Eat Up.
Mm-hmm.
Eat Up Buffet. I bet that place is just packed.
Bet they paid somebody big money to come up with that name.
Right. So what are you waiting for? This is a great deal. To take part in this offer, here's what you do. You log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab to enjoy this fantastic holiday deal. Now, there were only 20 packs available, so make sure you purchase now before they are gone.
Doug, Salt and Smoke, the official brisket of the morning after, and the sponsor of Plowsy's Smoke Breaks. And speaking of great meat,
yep.
How about the tri-tip? Wayne Turley,
nice
very
man.
Good friend of the show, runs Catherine Cares Charity. Mm-hmm. They make the teddy bears for kids, such a fantastic charity. And he stopped by and gave us an early Thanksgiving treat. So thank you to Wayne Turley.
Big time.
Some tri-tip, which I've had, which is fantastic, and also a whole pecan pie out there.
And it looks good, that pie.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Maybe I'll just take it home and I'll have to bake one tomorrow.
Just take a piece.
I'm taking a piece when I leave.
I am.
But yeah. Doug, you said what? You can't eat for a while?
Yeah.
Can't eat food? You got to go.
Can't
and,
eat anything.
Procedure?
A little checkup. Mm-hmm. No, not a procedure. Just check.
Just say hi to him.
Fast to get blood drawn.
Normal stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, housekeeping as well. We're talking about Matt Holliday. I could not think of the name of his virus. It's called the Epstein-Barr virus. It's basically kind of like a mono type illness. So on that note, let's finish up fun with audio. We have one more Matt Holliday clip from Cat Chat, which you can go and check out. Jim Hayes podcast.
Call me Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat. Kitty wants some candy. Matt Holliday still has a vested interest in your St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, I take a lot of pride in being a St. Louis Cardinal and getting a chance to be a part of that great organization. And I consider myself as somebody that is part of that legacy and part of the family. And, you know, like I take, like, even to this day, you know, when I watch the Cardinals play, I root really hard, not only because of my teammates and friends that I had there, but because I love the organization and I feel like I take a lot of pride in being part of that and trying to pass that down to younger players and being part of the tradition and the history and the greatness of St. Louis Cardinal baseball.
Matt Holliday on Cat Chat.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way to spend Thanksgiving, Doug, to listen to Jim Hayes talk Cardinals baseball with Matty Baseball.
Sit there by the hearth, I guess, if you have a hearth.
Yeah.
I've never lived in a home, I don't think, with a hearth.
Mm-hmm. But you need to get one.
I'm not sure I could even identify a hearth if I saw one. Is that like a bench next to a fireplace? Is that what a hearth is?
I think it's more brickwork next to a...
Just the brick itself.
I think that's what it is. Because
well,
JC used to call the place in front of the fireplace the hearth.
So kind of a stoop, right? You're just sitting there. That's
just
the
sitting
hearth?
There right in front of it.
Well, I don't know that it's a... Oh, it is the stoop. It's
I think
step
so.
Up. It's not just brick
I'm
around
I'll
the
look
fireplace.
It up.
It's just the floor of the fireplace, I believe.
The floor? Is it the floor? This is the stoop.
No, Iggy's right. The floor of a fire... All right. Hearth. Here's the definition.
All right.
The floor of a fireplace, the area in front of a fireplace, and used as a symbol of one's home.
Okay, I guess maybe I have had a hearth.
Hey, maybe you've hearthed.
Hearth kind of snuck up on me.
Isn't it? No, it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, right? Not Hearth the Herald.
Joyful to the newborn king.
There you go. Right.
Keep going.
I can't.
Joyful to the new peace on earth and mercy, mild God and sinners.
How about this? Keep singing. I'll do a live read, and you kind of provide the musical bed. 590 The Fan, the smart pack. We've extended. They probably want to be able to hear the live read, though, I'm just saying. We've extended the 590 The Fan smart pack sale to run through Thanksgiving weekend, and a portion of the proceeds, how about this? 20% will now go to Friends of Kids with Cancer, guys. 20% of the proceeds. It's $20.
You get no shot.
Whenever you're ready.
Close it down.
The sponsors just pay our salaries. That's it. Well done.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well done. All right, it's the 590 The Fan Smart Pack. It's $20, Doug.
Okay.
You will get 20 offers for $20. We're talking, deals at the Post, Hot Shots, Dirty Dogs, Maggie O's, Joe Bacardi's, Friendly's, Mike Duffy's, Stacked Burgers, Amigos Cantina, Club Taco, and Buy One, Get One races at Pole Position Raceway Karting Track. All those values, Doug, $200 worth for $20. Go to InsideSTL.com, click on the 590 The Fan Smart Pack banner, and you'll automatically be entered for a pair of Blues tickets. This is 100% digital, all on your smartphone, no paper or printed coupons, and the sale runs through this Sunday, Doug,
Sunday.
November 26th. So get a gift for your sons for the holiday season. The $5.90 the Fan Smart Pack.
That sounds like a really good deal to me, and it put me in the Christmas mood just hearing some caroling behind.
Singing, yeah.
Well, their stations have been playing that for 3 weeks.
Boy, they have. It's just a disaster. They had a contest on one of them saying, tell us when we're going to start our Christmas music and you can win something, or holiday music.
I think they get a guaranteed audience when they play that.
Oh, yeah.
There's
I'm
a lot of people
for
who
Christmas
love it.
Music on the 24th and 25th. And
of November?
No, of December.
Oh, all right.
I just feel like every holiday should get its due. In October, just focus on Halloween. In November, focus on Thanksgiving.
Don't ship
the
don't
second
Thanksgiving the short shift.
Correct. This now I'm not a big Black Friday shopping guy, but I know a lot of our sponsors have some fantastic deals, Doug.
Sure they do.
But the second Thanksgiving is over and you wake up on that Friday, now you can be full-fledged in Christmas mode. I'm good with that, but not before.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I don't know why anybody would go out and beat the crowds and try to just elbow people for a blender when you can do it all online. You go to Amazon.com and the specials they have for Black Friday, you sit there at your computer, you order, it comes in a box. Now, somebody may steal it, but the fact is you don't have to go to the store.
I think some people like that part about going to the store. People like that.
I like Christmas shopping, but not on Black Friday when...
Well, it's not for everybody.
It's a blender for $4. Bang, bang, elbow in the face.
But some people really do like the whole process of getting dressed up and going to the store and seeing other people and
touching the product.
Who dresses up to go to the store?
Well, some people like to get out of the house.
Have you ever seen somebody dressed up at Walmart?
Well, no, not at Walmart.
That's where the Black Friday
I'm not saying they put on a suit of clothes. I'm saying they try to look nice. They just get out, see people. That's what half the mall experience is about.
Yes, but not on that one day. I enjoy Christmas shopping. I like going to the mall and walking around and, oh, my niece needs this, and this would be great for my sister. I enjoy that, but not fighting crowds on Black Friday.
I don't like to fight the crowds either.
I don't like people, so I don't go
much. You don't?
Not much.
Why?
Well, I don't either, but I stay away from
them. They play golf in the winter, and I don't like that.
Why? Well, especially when they bring their own beer.
Doesn't that pay your salary?
I guess, but when you have four players and it's 32 degrees and you want to go home, it just...
You could go home if there was no one there?
Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if it's 27 degrees and we're not going to play anybody else.
You just shut it down.
Damn right.
And you say closed on the clubhouse door there?
Just lock it up. There's no closed. It's all locked up.
And if somebody showed up to play, they could just get on the course and play.
I am so lucky to have a guy named Sergeant Carter, Bill Carter, that offered to work tomorrow. Now, I opened our T-sheet. From 8:30 till about noon.
Don't say T-sheet.
All right. What do you want me to say? Our starting times?
Yes, please.
Okay. Our starting times run from 8:30 until about 12. I mean, I guess it's going to be 56, 57 or whatever. But, I mean, it's Thanksgiving. Be with your family.
Well, I think some people...
Now, we're very big in the Asian community, and I don't know that they have as many celebrations as we do.
Some people don't have family. And so they're looking for things to do that maybe get them out of the depression that they're in and not sit around at home by themselves.
I think we should just put a sign up that says, walk at your own risk and have fun.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, no, some people don't. I know that we won't have Thanksgiving until my brother gets home because he's got to work at Sugar Fire tomorrow because that's a big day for them.
Well, Sugar Fire don't play.
Yeah, so we wait for him to get home, and he's probably not going to get home till 6. So I'm not going to go over to the house at like 2 and sit around and do nothing. So I could have played golf.
I know.
You can play tomorrow.
In my single days, I didn't mind necessarily. I didn't live in town and didn't mind necessarily working the holidays because other guys were married with family. I said, I'll do it. And he got extra pay. And then for dinner, I'd go out to Burger King. Never felt like a bigger loser in my life.
I'd go to Burger King. I hate turkey. I'll go anywhere other than eating turkey.
We had a Burger King right across the street from the station in Rochester, Minnesota. So I ate there a lot.
I'd rather have a Whopper tomorrow than turkey.
Why are you so down on turkey?
I don't like turkey. I won't eat turkey tomorrow. I'll eat everything else that's on that table except for the turkey.
That's hard to believe.
Has this been a lifelong thing, or did you have an incident?
No, it's too dry for me. I don't like it.
I just think maybe you're not cooking it right.
I don't cook it. We had a deep-fried turkey. My niece's husband
When you were
does.
A child, you didn't eat the turkey?
Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't care. You don't care if it's dry, but as you get older, I eat chicken. I love fried chicken. I don't eat the breast. It's too dry.
You don't eat chicken breasts?
Nope, thighs and legs.
Huh.
You don't meet many people who don't like turkey.
Well, you just met one.
No, no. I think you're the only one I've ever known.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're lonely, Doug, turkey. If you're lonely on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
You need something to do.
Burger
King.
Well, besides Burger King, I'm trying to focus.
Right across the street.
I'm trying to focus on another sponsor.
I'd get a Whopper with cheese, plain.
We doing a spot for Tinder?
But my point is.
Plain, nothing, just the cheese.
Two patties and two cheeses and a
Would you put a little ketchup?
Bun. A little ketchup, a little bit.
No. If you're lonely and you don't have family members, the best thing to do on Thanksgiving is gamble.
Sure.
Because you have tons of football games.
Drive yourself you have, into deeper depression.
No, you get more
you
money.
Lose, or get out of depression.
Think
if
about
you win.
It. The highs and lows of gambling, that's what makes it fun. You win and you're all excited. Now, don't right. You know, don't even think about the losing. That doesn't happen.
No.
Not on mybookie.ag.
I wouldn't think so. Are they
holiday cash.
Business?
You need it. We know where to get it. MyBookie is the place to score serious cash on your sports predictions. Believe it or not, the holidays are just around the corner, and while that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending with the family, it also means there's lots of football, basketball, and hockey games you can score big on every day. Man up, Doug, and play like the pros on game day. You can play the money line, the side, the over-under. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, offering super fast payouts. When you win, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make money, you got to go to mybookie.ag. Join now. And MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid on a lonely Thanksgiving. Bet that first game right in the morning. What do we got? We got Lions and Vikings. What's the line, Doug?
I would say the Vikings by about 4.5. I don't know. I'm not looking
It's at Detroit.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting question.
I'll say Detroit is one.
Yeah, I would think even though the Vikings are in first place, maybe it's got to be close to a pick 'em.
Plaza, you got that number?
I thought Plaza
no,
was looking
I,
it
I
up.
I heard keyboard, so I thought y'all were.
I was looking. Hold on, I'll get it.
Okay,
I thought Doug was looking.
No, I wasn't looking. I just made that line up.
Game opened as a pick 'em. The total was 45 early.
So darn close to a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Vikings are a pretty good team.
Doug, you're kind of upset about that Adam Thielen trade you made.
Yeah. I think I just handed you the fantasy football championship for the year. As soon as I trade him, he had the two biggest weeks of his entire career, I think.
Now, are you in this fantasy league? Because I know you've had some issues with fantasy.
No, I don't.
No longer participate.
I don't do anything that Joe's a commissioner of.
Oh no!
I am in the. I'm in another radio station. I can say it. People know that I text John Hewlett all the time. I'm a fan of KC.
He's a made man in the industry.
Yeah, but I play on KC's Pigskin Pick'em. Out of like 700 something people, I'm in 52nd place.
Nice. What does that get
overall?
You?
A week in Jamaica.
That's what you need.
And that's where Hito was down.
But I'm
there.
8 games behind the guy leading, so I'm going to make some moves.
Only one guy gets the trip. Well,
the guy who has the overall lead.
Maybe he'll need a running mate when he goes down there.
Yeah, maybe I'll text the guy leading.
Yeah, you can get take him into Hito, the two of you.
Him around.
It's not Hito. It's actually in Montego Bay, which sucks.
You could get him into Hito, probably.
Well, you could take a day trip.
Oh, I'm sure I will if I get down there.
You could sneak in on the Prude side, maybe.
So I gotta have like a 11-1, 12-1 week when the buys are done, 13-1. I gotta make a big week.
You could get on some sort of catamaran and go from Montego Bay over to the Prude
No,
side.
I would probably
Detroit is +3 according to Janie the Lesbian.
Really?
Yep.
They went from pick 'em to
44 minus, and a hay on the OU.
They went from pick 'em to -3. The Vikings.
Yep. JTL's a big Viking fan.
Well, yeah, she is. She lives there now.
Yep. Yeah,
they had a nice time with JTL the other night.
A great gal.
At Gaga.
And she brought the Viking Queen?
She did. I met the Viking Queen. What a sweetheart she is.
I didn't get to meet the Viking Queen. Didn't make the scene at the G8 Summit, did she, Plaza?
I was shocked. And M. Dotem didn't show up either.
Yeah, that crushed me.
I saw that you were really hurt when you walked in and didn't see the Mrs.
Dotem. I texted
Dotem.
Her. I had texted her. I Snapchatted her. She's not a good Snapchatter. O.M. is not a good Snapchatter. And I had snapped her and like, you gonna be there tonight, baby? And then I sent her a thing and said, why haven't you responded? Are you coming tonight? And right before I got to the hot shots, she said, I can't make it. I waited to tell you to make sure you'd come.
Bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I always thought Snapchat was about the 10-second naked picture. I've yet to get a naked picture from anybody on Snapchat.
Why would they send you a naked picture? Exactly.
I always thought that's what Snapchat was. You got a chance to get to see a naked picture for 10 seconds, then it disappears. So it's not.
Can't you do that screen grab thing?
Iggy figured everybody on Snapchat just sent naked pictures.
Yeah. So when a certain individual asked me to be on Snapchat, I figured that's what it was. Yet to see one. If you're listening,
maybe send some out of your own.
You or your husband are listening, still waiting.
Would you consider sending some out of your own self?
Oh, I would. I don't care.
All right.
Well, if asked, sure.
Yeah, if asked, you're getting a D-pic. I don't care.
No, it doesn't have to be that necessarily.
You can show your biceps.
Mm. Doug, text line, the Sonnenberg family has invited you,
Natty Nate,
to their Thanksgiving table. They said, we would be ecstatic to have you there. No foul play at the party. But afterwards, you're coming back to my house, and I'm showing those buttons. Okay.
Okay, the Sonnenberg asphalt people have been suspended, the entire company.
They're good people, and Natty Nate.
Asphalt has been suspended.
He's definitely legit.
The company has been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and their name is going into the handsome leather-bound hotshot suspension logule.
That is nice.
I'm writing it down with an ink pen that came from Wright Business Products and Brian Mode. They will stamp all of your office supplies if you'd like them to. Let me finish the paperwork.
Sonnenberg Asphalt.
Sonnenberg Asphalt.
Nice people, and you're suspending them.
Well, I don't expect it felt.
Is it Casey? Is it Casey?
Casey.
That's probably him texting in. How about that, Doug? Live reads done at 9:41. So take that, textures. We got email today coming up in about 10 minutes. You get a suspension special at Hot Shots. You can win Blues tickets anytime they play on Tuesday nights just by watching the game at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Check out Ticket Tuesdays all Blues season long at one of Hot Shots' 11 area locations. I got to leave about 10 minutes early, so we have about 8 minutes before I have to go. Should we now talk about what we're thankful for, Doug, and you should share special moments?
I don't know that that's
why don't you go ahead and start.
I'm thankful for family and that I have a job and for you wonderful folks here.
And favorite side dish?
Oh, I guess it would be the dressing.
And favorite Thanksgiving dessert? We have a pecan pie out there.
Pumpkin pie. You're supposed to eat pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am thankful for the fan page.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. More than anything else?
Well, I mean, after Candy Crush.
That's still number one in your life,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Not your parents or
no.
Family.
I'm thankful to the patrons of the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, The Rock. I'm thankful to the listeners of this year program, in all honesty, because I've become very good friends with a lot of them. I've said before, it's a unique situation. As somebody who started in sports radio on day one at, what was it, Iggy? KASP.
CASP.
What has transpired here with this program is quite different than anything I've ever been associated with, and I'm very thankful to the people that listen.
Because you get texts like this. Iggy's lie detector. Quality job reading text today, Chuck. I think a whole two today. Keep up the good work. Congrats to you on a great show.
Well, maybe they
haven't I read
very
about
good.
30?
Maybe they weren't very good anyway.
I try to read them if I think they're good. But you know what? You guys can also bring it up. Read it anytime you'd like.
I don't see the text line over here.
Yeah,
so
I don't
know
get it.
I've never seen the text line. I don't even know the password to get into it.
No, I wouldn't either.
But I'm thankful, Doug, for my beautiful wife. Baby on the way. As you said, Doug, my fine employers, Fox 2 and 590 The Fan, to help us put food on our Thanksgiving table. And for all of you guys and all the listeners. And, of course, the fan page. And the great listeners that always say hello. And people like Wayne Turley.
You're putting the fan page right there with your family and
Absolutely.
I said after.
Okay.
I said wife, child. My jobs, my family and my in-laws.
And then fan page.
Fan page.
I just don't see that in that same grouping.
Well, you haven't been on long enough.
No, I don't really pay a lot of attention to it. I can't imagine there's anything on there that belongs in the
my
same
favorite
grouping.
My favorite side dish is stuffing.
Family.
And
green bean casserole. Though.
Pumpkin pie.
I'm going to go with green bean casserole. I'm a traditionalist, so I'm going to say pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
You know what? I take that back. The people that come over every year to my parents' house, they bring Minnesota wild rice,
oh,
casserole, and it's money. So I'm taking off the stuffing. I'm going with the Minnesota Wild
Rice. What
makes
it Minnesota? Nature?
I don't know. I don't know why it would be. Why is it just Minnesota?
I don't think they grow a lot of rice in Minnesota.
I haven't heard. I'm not familiar.
This, though, is why the text line is great. And this is why our listeners are great, Doug, and that we need to thank them for our Thanksgiving hearth when we're sitting in front of our hearth.
The hearth.
Even though we don't really know what that is.
Right.
You know, but
it's the area in front of the fireplace is all it is, apparently. I thought it, at the least it was a stoop.
Sir Ian McClellan's a thirst for something. He says, I'm thankful for karate and soup and farting. That's our listenership. And when you say, Charlie, why don't you read the texts? Actually, that was a good one. That should be text of the day. It's going to be text of the day. Free cheesesteak from the Post. Right there. Boom goes the dynamite.
I'm a fan of soup.
Karate soup farting.
Plowsy, Iggy, Thanksgiving. Your thoughts?
Other than Iggy not liking turkey.
Oh, see, for me, this has been just a crazy year. Doug got me kicked out of my apartment.
Yeah.
I had the great people from Ryan Kelly. Ryan Kelly himself helped me get another apartment.
Came
so I
say,
first and foremost, I thank the sponsors. They have been fantastic this year.
You found a lady.
Found a lady, my future wife, more than likely.
Wow.
I've never heard you say that.
Big play.
Have you said that before?
I have not.
And get a new vehicle, get a new dog.
She grew up around the corner from where I live.
Yeah, she actually, John Vaughn knew where she grew up living, around the Sunset Hills
like
corridor area.
15 houses away.
Yeah, and so thankful for that. It's been a big year for me. Got a new vehicle, a new dog, so... Thank the fan page, thank my family, thank the sponsors, and of course, thank my lovely gal. So that's it.
All right.
Angry?
No surprise here. I'm thankful for Tim.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I love Tim.
Well, for 3 years, radio was just no fun for me. I was going through the motions, and then when Tim took over, brought me back with the morning show, it's been fun every morning to get up and come hang out with you guys, so... I'm thankful to Tim for giving me the opportunity, and thankful to Gaga.
Gaga,
nice.
Yep.
And side dishes.
Everybody.
Side dishes.
Side dish. If they're done right,
whatever Tim's favorite side dish is.
If they're done right, fried sweet potatoes.
Doug is really banging that gong.
At my house, we do the pumpkin pie route on, but nobody really eats it. We do the angel food cake and fresh strawberry for our dessert.
Ooh.
I actually think, I know it's not a side dish, but I love that combo. So I'm going to do green bean casserole, angel food cake, side of strawberries.
There's no place for green bean casserole in any meal.
Are you kidding me?
Period.
Chuck, it's amazing.
Not in any meal.
No, it's good if it's done right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he hates green bean casserole.
Oh, I will fight you. I will fight you right now.
I'm not a fan of the legume.
Oh, I love it.
Green bean casserole is awesome.
With turkey, and it has like, oh my God, get turkey on it.
To me, Thanksgiving, it's obviously turkey, mashed potatoes, but the distinct side dishes, that's kind of a Thanksgiving thing where you don't necessarily eat it at other times, is the green bean casserole. And then I think every family has a different variety of the cheesy potatoes, where maybe you put like...
Potatoes au gratin.
Au gratin with some cornflakes, maybe cornflakes on top, something crunchy on top.
Right.
Doug?
Nice.
Au gratin potatoes are amazing.
Yeah, I like that too. But get the green beans. I don't even want green beans touching anything else on the plate.
But most people will boil the sweet potatoes and then put butter on them. You have to cook them, and then you slice them, and then you deep fry them in butter and make them nice and crispy. That's good.
Deep frying in butter, I'm sure that adds to the caloric intake a little bit.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, Doug. Is there anything on your table that is good for you?
Turkey's good for you.
Well, I don't eat turkey.
He's out of the turkey business.
What about that? Is it called, is it tryptophan? What is it?
Tryptophan, right?
Makes you tired?
Right.
Doug?
Yeah. Well, but turkey is good for, I think it's even one of the superfoods.
What are the other ones?
But what is a superfood?
Like
what's a superfood?
Broccoli, blueberries, foods that are really, really
are
great
eggs
for you.
A superfood? I feel like they got a lot of protein there.
That.
You can do in multiple dishes with eggs. I feel like that's a superfood to me.
I don't know. There's a list of them.
No, I am in charge of carving the turkey every year. I just don't eat it.
You carve the turkey, but you don't eat it.
Well, that's part of the good part about carving is you get to eat before you even sit down.
I'm imagining the text right now of
cutting,
carving. Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe that's why they let me carve it, because they know I'm not going to pick at it. there's something to carving. A lot of people, they sit there and they take the I don't use an electric knife, but people take the electric knife and they just go little slivers. Mm. No, you got to take the knife, a Wusthof knife. Oh, from Bertarelli.
Oh, yeah, I got one as well.
And what
love
you do is you take right on the top of the bone, and you go underneath, and you got that big chunk of breast, and then you cut from the breast. You don't have to worry about, little slivers here and there.
Doug, text line, couple here before I go. Chuck, I'm with you. GBC. Doug, leave GBC out of your mouth, pal. That's green bean casserole.
I'm not interested another in that
one
at all.
Well, Doug's a commie with that anti-green bean casserole talk. Like, and finally, I'll leave you with this, folks. The white collar gangsta, my guy, says,
Tony.
I'm thankful for the Fox 2 sportscasters. Best in the biz and best looking team. That's so true. And on that note, I got to go. More. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you, Friday?
Yeah, we'll be
on
here
the program.
Yeah.
See you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank
Same
you.
To you, Chuck.
All right, thank you.
See
you, Chuck.
Well, fellas who are on the dais, do you guys want to do emails of the day?
Okay.
You got time for it, Doug?
Let me check. I got a little bit of time.
All right, we can do it.
Yeah, we can always get out of here early and have Frank actually has time to set up before his show
starts. Oh, don't worry.
Starts.
We're getting out of here early.
But
we'll start with emails of the day right now. You boys still ready?
Yep.
Yes, we're ready.
Do I have to vote? Do I have to listen?
Yeah, you're in.
You have to vote. And this is a weird one to be on top. Guys, plops here.
Uh-oh.
70,000 Americans will get salmonella poisoning this Thanksgiving due to undercooked Thanksgiving turkeys or from eating spoiled leftovers. That's why the only thing I put in my mouth on Thanksgiving is my Uncle Felix's feet. We have a foot fetish Thursday every year at my house. Much safer. Just saying. Thanks, Misty Plops, okay. Pilgrim Boy Proper.
Plop. Misty Plops, Pilgrim Boy Proper.
Hey, boys. Here we are, the eve of Thanksgiving, or Skanksgiving Day for those of you who are still trying to chase tail. I'd like to tell you a few things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Tim. I'm thankful Tim can... I'm so thankful for Tim, I read it. I'm thankful Tim can take a few weeks off and we get a few extra servings of the delightful Chuckles and Jay Jr. I'm thankful Plowsy only butchers 75% of the emails he reads. I'm thankful for Goodwill and their generous salaries. I'm thankful for Lydia Moss Bradley stop having children. I'm thankful for Wing Wednesdays, Foot Fetish Fridays, and Sunflower Sundays, where twinks gather around to watch Iggy sprinkle people dust on his garden.
No.
I'm thankful for Sneaky Vile. Speaking of which, I'm thankful Doug doesn't have a twin brother. Otherwise, I'd have carpal tunnel in both wrists. Happy Turkey Day. Neil Allen, Craig Puckett. I thought it was good.
So very
he hit
good.
Everything.
That's
and he
Neil
got everybody.
Allen,
yeah.
Craig.
That's leader in the clubhouse.
It is. Morn, I don't know. This one's really good, though, Jay. Hi. You're naughty. Oh, did I hear that you can whip up the best Thanksgiving turkey pizza this side of the Maumee River? I'll take two, please. And bring me a side of daddy butter, just to wash it all down. Oh, you don't think this pizza is sauce enough for you, boy? You don't think this pie has enough seasoning for you, you filthy boy whore? Let's whisk ourselves into the men's restroom, where we can drag this dough around the outer rim of the toilet seat, picking up Fromunda cheese and juicy pork chops along the way.
Who was it?
Twink Bobby? About it. Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels
legend.
12.
Legend.
Tunnels.
Legend.
Legend.
Fellas,
can't say it enough.
Nope. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. If
co-leaders.
I could just do the
We're
paperwork.
Friends with Tunnels, huh?
In the hot shot suspension logule. Okay. All right, he's been suspended.
Howdy. All this talk about social media spreading hate is true, but jerks have always been around. Back in my day, in the Ice Age, we sent meme messages with primitive forms of Morse code by banging on sticks and rocks. Bang, 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 click, click. I hate Channel 5. They sold Tower T.
Yeah, me
bang,
too.
Bang, clickety clack. Where will Throck Jr. learn boulder throwing or proper stance for spearing? I don't know that word. Look at that word. P.S. E-T-Y.
Prehistoric?
Prehistoric? No. P-E-T-P-T-E-R-Y-D-A-C. Pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl.
Giant bird. Pterodactyl.
And there a P in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so new. I
know
actually,
your dinosaur.
I am in. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Click, click, bangity, bang, bang. It's all KSDK's fault. Yeah. Boycott Mike Bush's hot dog zone.
Ew.
Their Chicago style dog sucks, anyways. Bill Pullman's Independent Day speech. And I had no idea there was a P in pterodactyl. I am amazed still.
Not
Bill
everybody
Pullman's
does.
In the,
did you
a,
know, Jay?
I did.
God.
There's a P in psychiatry, too. That
I know, but I don't,
need to be there.
I don't see pterodactyl spelled out every day. So that is interesting. Good morning, guys. Has anyone ever achieved a double Gordy? Two goals, two fights, two assists? Or a Gordy Howe hat trick trick? Three each? No vile punchline here to wrap this up. Just legit curious. Thanks, Crestwood Coyote.
Crestwood Coyote.
I think it's pretty hard to get into multiple fights in a hockey game, so I imagine If you did, you weren't allowed to get two goals and two assists.
There was a time when some of the guys could get a couple of
goals. You'd get the first period fight and then the end of the game fight. Yep.
Hey, guys. I'm glad you guys finally covered the cougar, cradle robber, older, younger partner scene in the first hour. I've been meaning to tell you a story of how Doug and I met. It was a few years ago at a cocktail hour at a Red Roof Inn to raise awareness for greedy, not-for-profit companies and their CEOs. I was working that night wearing my best suit of clothes, which ironically were purchased from Goodwill. Doug strolled in a black strapless dress with a masquerade mask, and the room parted like the Red Sea. He walked right up to me where I was serving punch, extended his gloved hand, and asked me to dance. He said he had a little number he'd been working on with Walter Payton. As we spun around the dance floor that night, he said, I love how free and uninhibited you are. To which I replied, how about I free that big fat snake in your dress?
Okay,
and then hit myself.
That's enough.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. My friend, Mr. Nipples, who is on the running to be in the G8 Summit. Still hasn't passed the final test yet, but still.
We're looking to add a couple of people.
And we do have one more, boys. And it's Doug's favorite.
He was suspended 2 days. 2 days' time.
Morning, fellas. Yeah. Before we go on holiday, here's the top five worst Thanksgiving jokes about Doug. Number six. Who doesn't eat turkey on Thanksgiving? Doug, because he's always stuffed. I'm a big fan of Doug's dressing. Almost as big a fan as Doug's underdressing. Number four, nothing completes Thanksgiving like a banana cream pie. So, Doug, take out your banana and give me a...
Okay, yeah. That's enough.
Number three, the best part about Thanksgiving when Doug eats too much turkey. Unbuckles his pants and falls asleep. Number two, what's the difference between turkey and Doug? A turkey doesn't complain about my fist being... Yep, that is...
Okay.
Boom roasted.
I can't read that.
That is from your friend and ours, Hipster of Tower.
Hipster,
well,
he's vile.
Very vile, messed up one.
Hipster,
I learned that pterodactyl has a P in it.
You don't
I
read
thought
that.
It was very informative email of the day.
You don't read the vile, super vile emails.
But you can try to pick
season.
Through that batch of
yeah, you can
butchered.
Hope.
Mr. Targrove South got
I like the nice guy. Who was the one that was...
Crestwood Coyote?
Yeah, I'm going to Crestwood Coyote today.
Mm.
I'm going to go nice because it's going to be a nice day.
You know what? I used to live right down the street from Crestwood Coyote's parents.
And so you're
dad.
Going, and
dad,
so you're
anyway.
Going Crestwood
so
Coyote
Crestwood
for that
Coyote.
Reason?
Yes.
I think
that's
a lot of people
exactly
got.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I think a lot of guys got completely. I think Neil Allen.
Well, now
Bill
wait a minute.
Pullman.
Now wait a minute. There's only two votes here. You
I don't get a vote. We have three
you vote,
people.
You vote
angry
both.
So
votes.
You guys.
You vote both voted for the same person.
Yeah.
So,
so you guys win.
Because I was going to vote for Hipster. Anybody that can say here's my top five and starts with six.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was very subtle and very underappreciated by
Doug. Lemoning.
We can give it to Crestwood.
Crested Coyote, congratulations.
Don't even remember which his was.
It wasn't vile, though.
It was a very short, nice one that I didn't think was going to be in the running, but...
Well, I just thought it was nice. It's not. It's a nice change to have somebody email something nice.
It's pleasant.
Doug, do you want to put a bow on this program here? Give thanks to the community, the listeners, and tell people have a happy Thanksgiving and wrap up this program.
Oh, all right. Well, I think you did just do most of that.
Oh, I wanted you to do it, Doug.
Okay, we're out of time. Frank Cusumano coming up next for Charlie and Jay and Iggy and Blousy and the Sea Monster.
Tim's brother.
Thank you much for listening to The Morning After. We'll be back here on Friday. We will see you then. Until then, have a happy Thanksgiving.